Shatter. The footy's on Triple M.
This is a Triple M footy news update.
This is massive, this story.
Got a little exclusive.
With Tom Brown.
That's right, it's a Triple M footy news update with Tom Brown. I'm your host, Rudy Edsel, and I've got Tommy on the line. He's out on assignment this morning, but we're coming at you with all the fallout from Carlton's loss to Collingwood, some big news out of Essendon, and a heap more. Tommy, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Rudy. I'm just at scans this morning. Obviously, Jamie Elliott's the big story, one of them that we'll get to shortly. But some selection news this morning. The word out of Melbourne is that Jack Viney will come in for Harms this weekend, which is a big boost, obviously, given that injury situation for Melbourne for Spud's game against the Saints. And Dyson Heppel, in a bit of a surprise, is having some scans this morning. Now, we know he's had foot issues. He didn't elaborate when he spoke to us a short time ago for 7 News on what the problem is. He seemed confident that he would make the trip over to Adelaide for their game against Port. But it's always a worry with him, to be honest with you, because he has a wretched run with the injury and has had in recent times.
Yeah, it'd be a real tough out for Essendon if that's the case. So I just want to talk about last night's game. Bucks pulled a bit of a rabbit out of his hat there, Tommy.
He did. There was pressure on Collingwood, and obviously neither team wanted to go to 0-2, particularly given the fact that the stats show that only 10% of teams that are in that situation end up making the finals. But Collingwood looked different to how they looked against the Bulldogs the week before. A couple of big stories. I'll start with, obviously, Jamie Elliott, which I mentioned earlier. He went to the Epworth last night, had his leg assessed. Now, Adam Ramanauskas, his manager, has said this morning that it looks like there's a small crack in his fibula, which is one of the, obviously, lower leg bones and essentially joins into the ankle. Collingwood's just waiting on confirmation scans this morning, but it sounds like he's got some issue with that lower leg. I'm told his foot and his ankle's okay. It's the lower leg bones that are the concern, and they're particularly sore, is what Elliott's telling them. So I expect at this stage that there'll be some type of confirmation that that's a small crack. Now, they can settle down, or you can put a plate in them. I'd say Collingwood would probably put a plate in that if what Ram is saying is right, and that would be sort of 6 to 8 weeks. So we expect that to take shape in terms of what's going on there this afternoon. The other story, Bucks was a little bit curt post-match regarding Brodie Grundy. I asked him about all the scrutiny during the week, and he sort of, I think some people thought that he was having a go at me. I hadn't really criticised Grundy, so I think you're speaking to the media more generally and just saying it was only a week of sample size. Having said that, Grundy was out of form towards the end of last season. He's on a gigantic contract, so I can understand some of the commentary, but I think Grundy certainly did his speaking with actions last night, and that was great from a Collingwood perspective. From a Carlton perspective, there's two ways you can look at this, Rudy. You can say that Carlton is obviously that they've played all right, or I think that a lot of Carlton fans, I can sense some anger and concern and frustration that they thought they'd be ahead of the Magpies, and they clearly weren't last night. Some news on Paddy Cripps. There's a lot of discussion this morning about whether this modern, fast, more open game is suiting Cripps, who's more of a contested style player. I've got reasonable sources suggesting that he does experience back issues and even groin issues. He would never use them as an excuse. He certainly wouldn't use them as an excuse in a year where he's out of contract at the end of the year and he's going to command a massive, massive price. I asked David Teague about that after the game, and he said that Cripps isn't injured, but I think you'll find that he is battling some soreness, and there'll definitely be some real discussion about that and potential injuries over the next week or so. But I'm told from some pretty good sources that he does experience some back soreness and also some potential groin or OP issues, which a lot of players deal with. Now, Carlton deny that, but it would explain perhaps why his pace hasn't come on as much as it might have in recent times. There'll also be a lot of focus on Carlton's development. I mean, you could see last night guys like Dow and stuff. I mean, they're hugely talented. I know Walsh is the exception, but there'll be some discussion around whether Carlton is developing these players at the rate that supporters are hoping. And obviously, the context is that it's very early to put pressure on David T. But there's no doubt that Alistair Clarkson, I'm told, is as available as he's ever been. I'm not saying it would be easy to poach Alistair Clarkson, but I just get the sense it's going to become a huge discussion point as the season progresses.
I am an owner of Paddy Dow in my Supercoach team, and I can definitely understand the frustration that Blues fans would feel with his development. There's a couple of things I want to circle back on there, Tommy. First of all, Paddy Cripps, are you saying that he has sort of a persistent back and groin issues? Or is it that he's currently suffering?
I think I've been told this morning from a very well-placed source that he manages back issues. And I've also been told during the week that he manages groin issues. Now, there's plenty of players in the competition that manage groin issues, but it would be, and I want to emphasise that Carlton say that he's fit, but it would be an explanation for why his pace hasn't come on at the rate some might have expected. particularly given how strong he is. Now, he did lose some weight over summer deliberately just to de-bulk to try and perhaps work on that pace aspect. And that's my information, basically.
Yeah, you used the term OP, suggesting he might have osteitis pubis that he's working through.
It's possible, but I want to be careful of that because A, I'm not a doctor. B, they're not saying that. And C, it's a source that suggests that he might manage that. So I want to use some caution around that. But it has been suggested to me during the week, yes.
And you also mentioned Alistair Clarkson. So as available as he has ever been, and you sort of, is there something in the waters suggesting that maybe Carlton might take a look at him if things go that way?
I think it's fair to say that Carlton expects to make finals. I think Robert Walls made that clear pre-season. I think it's too early to put absolute pressure on David Teague just yet, but it's the firm word with people very knowledgeable of the situation at Hawthorn is that it's testy at times with Clarko. And I'm not one to underestimate Clarko's commitment towards Hawthorn. I mean, he's contracted until the end of next year. But I think in terms of his history at Hawthorn, he's more available today than he ever has been.
Okay. Very, very interesting. You wanted to bring up the AFL in Sydney yesterday?
Yeah, the AFL were in Sydney. So Gil McLachlan, the Giants and the Swans all hosted a function at Parliament House, which was sort of a big rah-rah government function. I just think Sydney tried to announce a new facility headquarters in Moore Park that fell over during COVID. And I wouldn't be surprised if they're working towards getting that refunded. They needed $60, $70, $80 million and it was all ready to go, but it fell over due to COVID funding. And Sydney made a substantial loss last year. But I wouldn't be surprised if some type of announcement's not too far off regarding some funding towards getting that either restarted or indeed actually started, that new facility.
Crowds, Tommy, is something I want to discuss. 51,000 at the G last night. It was one of the biggest crowds we've seen for any sporting event for 12 months at least. Go on, sorry.
It was about 51,000. So I think the AFL will be pretty pleased with that. I mean, as we spoke about on Wednesday, Rudy, fans can only really access the tickets now in the week of the game. And most people like to plan out their activity. So as that adjustment occurs in terms of how you get the tickets, I think we'll see a return to better crowds.
Yes, I tend to agree with you. I tend to agree with you. It is a bit of a confusing one having to try and book during the week, isn't it? It's just tough to get your head around. And I think a few people are sort of saying, oh, we'll go when things get a bit normal. We'll get a bit normal. But I think
it was great there last night. Just a final one, Rudy, just some news just through my phone now. My information is the club, that's Collingwood, does believe there's probably a crack in Elliott's lower leg. So that you'd have to think that's going to be 6, 8, 10 weeks, which is a real blow because his lead-up marking last night was just absolutely brilliant, particularly in the early part of the game. And that's a blow for Collingwood. Having said that, given Adam stepped up, Pendlebury stepped up, and DeGoey stepped up forward, that flow from the midfield through to kicking goals, it was great to watch for Pies fans.
Oh, it's such a tough one for Jamie Elliott. He's had so many injury issues of late. He's one of my favourite players to watch in the competition, so I hope he doesn't miss too much footy, and when he does get back, he goes well. But I think that's enough for us today, Tommy. I'll let you get back out on assignment. It was really good to chat to you. I'll see you again next week.
Thanks, Rudy.
Good luck with your weekend.
Can't wait to join the Triple M boys on the boundary down at Geelong side. It's been a busy couple of days. We had the footy last night, and I'm driving down to the Cattery this afternoon, where I'll be on the boundary. So I can't wait for that tonight.
Better leave soon, mate.
Thanks, mate.